alternative classics. Classic. Zone 105.
Dr. Bruce over there filling in for Dr. Drew, who's sick. I'm assuming he's sick, and he's sick, right? Yeah, he was sick last night and sick the last few days, so I guess he just wussed out. But
some doctor.
Yeah. I always tell him it's funny. funny when a doctor gets sick. Like when the fire chief's house burns down, there's a funny irony around doctors getting sick. And then when they die of some horrible disease, that's hysterical.
Heart attack's the best one.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I like when doctors smoke. I always think that's funny, too. I like it. It sort of makes it okay for everyone else.
Cardiologist smoking. That's what I like to see.
Bruce, remember the microphone there?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed
to
talk into.
Okay.
And it's also funny when Dr. Bruce comes in here with a couple of Mountain Dews and a jumbo Snickers to chew on. Dr. Bruce, don't worry. I know he doesn't sound qualified, but he's just as qualified as Dr. Drew to do this job, right?
In your opinion.
He's bored.
He's much more beachy.
You're board certified.
Right.
Ooh, that'd be a good name for your next surf film, Board Certified. Okay, write that down, Phil. And he knows emergency medicine and also does a little addiction medicine, right?
Right.
All right, Chris Malloy and Kelly Slater are both here, both champion surfers, and here to plug. Chris has not been on the show before, but, of course, Kelly's no stranger to the Loveline studio. They're here to promote Adrenaline Theater, and you guys go ahead and start plugging now. How does this work?
Well, there's a new surf film coming out called Hit and Run, which will be in AMC Theaters, Adrenaline Theater. It's called Surf, Skate, Snow. And when is it hitting theaters? I don't even know.
August.
A week or so.
Thursday.
2 weeks.
Thursday is a premiere. First premiere.
Thursday.
And if you want to get more information about theaters near you that are going to be having this, and it's a series, right? I mean, it's not just surfing.
I got snowboarding, skateboarding, motocross, the whole deal.
You can log on to swell.com, W-S-E-L-L, S-W-E-L-L, and .com, and find out some of that stuff. But is the first one just surfing?
Yeah, the first one's just surfing, and it's a project that we've been working nonstop on for the last 6 months, just traveling all over the world, everywhere.
And what's different about this film? I mean, as opposed to your normal surf films.
A little more documentary style than a typical surf film.
Good, because the only problem with surf films normally, in any of these kind of surf films, ski films, is sort of the corny narration and the bad jokes that they stick in.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is kind of like an upgraded version of a surf video.
Right. And where is it? All over the world?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like, went to the Maldives, Tahiti, Hawaii, Australia. Japan.
Get a little more on the mic there.
Basically
Chris.
Everywhere. And we have a year and a half to work on a project like this.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was 6 months. So it was basically all of us. Taylor called us up. Taylor Still, the guy that made the film, called us up and just said, look, we got 6 months to make the best surf film ever. And we've just been living out of a backpack ever since.
Now, So when he says we got 6 months to make the best surf film ever, it's you and Kelly, and then who else?
There's about 10 or 12 guys that he worked with mainly on this one.
And you guys all go to every location, or does he send a couple guys to another location and a couple guys to this location?
Yeah, like, I think Shane Doran, Rob Machado, and a couple guys went to the Maldives, and we went to Mexico, and then just Taylor Knox somewhere else. I mean, it's just kind of all over the world, wherever.
And do you have to kind of follow the surf? I mean, what if there's no surf wherever you end up?
We were literally waiting for swells and like, oh, it's going to be good in Mexico next week. Let's go.
Yeah, and it was crazy because we had just heard about a spot, a secret spot. We get down there. We heard it was like, a little walk to the beach. We ended up hiking like 3 miles through the jungle just to get to this wave every day. And we were on the deadline, so it wasn't like we could just find a different way to get in, so we did it twice a day every day, and this guy shows up on the beach like blisters on his feet, just mosquito bitten.
3 miles wasn't bad for us, but Taylor Steele had a 70-pound camera.
It's your movie, bro.
What was that first classic movie from the 60s?
Endless Summer.
Right. Is that still a standard by which surfing?
Pretty much. That was the time when surfing was big at Malibu, and it was like there was this whole buzz about it in Hollywood and stuff, so it was like the first film. And probably the only one that will ever capture that feeling.
And a lot of those beaches seem so virgin. There'd be no one else out there, and these guys would be out. Great waves. Are they those same places crowded now as opposed to?
Yeah, pretty much. West Africa's not, but everywhere else is.
Where's the best place you've each ever surfed in your life? I mean, I know you got a long list, but if you could narrow it down to one.
You know, there's a ton of places that have, like, grade A, perfect surf. But I have a big place in my heart for Tahiti because the surf is absolutely perfect. It's as beautiful as it gets, and the people are just magic.
Yeah. So I just was in Tahiti like 2 weeks ago, and I just fell totally in love with the place.
Yeah, people are nice.
Yeah.
They don't hate the round eyes over there.
No.
They're all right with you guys.
If you're French, the French got to them first, so we're lucky. If you're French, you have more of a problem, but
you're screwed.
Americans are fine.
They totally. The French screwed them over there.
All right, so this Adrenaline Theater is going to hit, what did we say, August 4th, and like I said, if you do swell.com, you can find out where it's coming to a theater near you. And
I love this, nationwide in over 40 cities.
Good start. Eddie?
Yeah?
You're 20, what's up?
Hey, guys, Adam?
Yeah.
Hey.
Something great, I like it.
Great.
I actually have two questions. The first one is, I only seem to attract women who are clinically insane.
That's me too, man.
No, we're only attracted to clinically insane girls.
How do you define clinically insane?
But these women just seem to be attracted to me.
How do you define clinically insane? How do you know they're insane?
Because they've told me they... one of them was a big acid freak. Big acid freak.
And you know what's funny
That's
about
pretty typical.
Being a guy, though, is, and I got to give you guys a heads up, you don't have to form a relationship with every chick who likes you. It takes guys a while to figure that out. I mean, you'll certainly have sex with anybody who shows any interest in you at all, and then you have some sort of bond, and then you have some sort of relationship. I mean, women have done this throughout history. They have guys that are into them. They're not into the guy. It never turns into anything. Guys will always at least go down the road a little ways with them, and if they're nuts, then you're with them. I mean, it's hard to get their hooks out of you.
What are you projecting of these women? Are you sitting on a park bench reading a classic novel, or are you do you look pretty out there?
I used to look pretty out there, but not anymore.
All right.
Long hair.
Listen.
So did you have a chaotic home life when you were growing up? Do you have any kind of interesting family background?
Well, my parents were divorced when I was about 5.
All right, join the club. Listen, I don't. The guy's 20. He's gone out with some screwy chicks. I don't deem that as a problem. If you're attracted to somebody, question that attraction and go on. Put a condom on, Chris.
Hey, how
you're
you doing?
15. What's up?
I got two minor questions. One is recently had sex. And, you know, the first time isn't the best, and I couldn't get to the positions comfortably, and I was wondering how to get well hung.
Okay. Well, A, you, wait, the first time is the best?
No, I said it's not.
No, it's not. And what positions couldn't you get to?
No, I mean, I could get into some positions.
You might not have known them.
Yeah. No, you don't have enough penis for certain positions?
No, I have enough penis. It's just...
You just didn't bring it with you? Down in the car? I've used that one before.
I've heard that song before.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to use my penis. That's my line. I'm sorry.
Catchable penis song.
Yeah.
So, Chris.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me? I need a little help with your question. I don't understand it.
It's like my... I can go like... If you can imagine an angle, and I can go like 90 degrees... And then, like, past that, would be, like, somewhat, it would be uncomfortable.
All right, but what angle would we imagine?
Just my penis, like, around.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. Let's say your penis is the little hand on a clock. Okay, I don't want to make it a big hand.
All right.
It's a little hand.
Yeah.
All right, now you take it from there.
All right.
Where's the big hand?
The big hand is on...
Your penis? No. Where's the big hand?
2:30.
The big hand's at 2:30.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking at the clock, and you know, your penis is on what number?
I'm not sure about...
About 2:15?
Yeah, I'm not sure about how you're, like, you know...
I don't know either. I confuse myself on
What's
that one.
What's the big hand represent?
Yeah, what does...
I don't know.
Your body.
Okay, let's say the big hand...
Your body
big
angle.
Hand represents your body.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so now where's your penis, and what are you talking about with the angle?
All right, the big hand is at 12, represents my body.
Okay, so you're standing up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my penis is, like, at 2:30.
Normal.
2:30, okay, that sounds about right.
But, like, after 3, it just gets kind of uncomfortable.
So if it gets bent down, as it approaches 3:30 and 4 o'clock, it starts getting uncomfortable.
Yes.
All right, but why are you facing it that direction?
The direction's not really made to go down that
right
direction.
Not really meant to get down that way. I'm just kind of so conscious about these things.
Practice means perfect.
Are you having sex with windmills, or you know, do you have a stationary partner, or what is?
Just work on it. It'll come to you.
Yeah. All right. And I have a really other small question. When's the next time you could get Nine Inch Nails in there?
I don't know. I don't think they've been here in the 5 years I've been here. So probably tomorrow night.
Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, tomorrow. All right. As a matter of fact, we'll do a special noon broadcast tomorrow, all right? We'll do it a little earlier.
Are you
get Nine Inch Nails in here?
I don't think they're in L.A. right now.
No, don't worry. I'll fly them in. All right, idiot. Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, you're 15.
Yeah, actually, I'm 14.
Fantastic. What's up?
Is it normal to masturbate with saliva?
If you're camping or you're surfing or something, you're in a pinch.
I think it's abnormal not to.
It does have digestive enzymes in it, so
you could erode your penis
like a fly.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I think it's normal in the absence of other lube.
But if
you're standing in a fully stocked bathroom and you're spitting on your hand, you got problems.
Well, I'm always in my room. I just don't feel like going to the kitchen.
I see. What do you got in the kitchen there? Little
dish soap?
Little bacon fat?
Yeah, after I do that, I got a shower, though.
Margarine.
All right. Hey, Mike?
Huh?
Have fun. Okay?
Get some.
Yeah, it's normal. Well,
we got some real problems here somewhere.
Yeah, Bruce, pick out some real problems.
I was trying to deal with the chaos in the family of Eddie, number first call, but...
Oh, that wasn't a problem.
Okay. All right.
He picks out...
All right, wait a second. Here's a serious one. Let's do this. Okay.
All right, well, let's not get too serious. This one, okay. All right. We'll talk to Cody. Cody?
Yeah?
You're on with the surfing great Kelly Slater and Chris Malloy.
Oh, great.
What's up?
I've been kicking it with this girl. She's 17 and I'm 15, and she was molested by her like uncle when she was like 3 or 4, and she gets real weird when we start having sex. Like, she can't really control herself. She's like kind of impulsive.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, what should I do? Because it's kind of like uncomfortable to be around her.
Yeah, that's tough, especially for a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's you have some good insight. You're 15, and you understand that there is a connection there. Okay, and I would assume she's probably not had any therapy. She's not dealt with that, or has she?
Well, she's trying to, but I don't think she really wants to. Sure, like, whole family's all messed up.
Okay, first of all, to be in a sexual relationship with that kind of stuff going on at 17 and with that history, it's not going to get any better. So you could do her a favor by talking to her about, you know, getting help before she gets in a sexual relationship. And you're not in it. It's not going to be a healthy relationship. It's not going to go anywhere. And, you know, it sounds like you have some insight into that part of it.
What did she tell you about this?
Well, yeah, when I first met her, she told me about it. And I was saying, you know, that's how I messed up.
You're right. All right. So, but you're having sex.
Yeah.
But she gets weird when you're having sex.
Yeah, she just, I don't know. I would understand that she would, but... I always try to tell her to, you know, see a therapist, but she said she doesn't trust them.
Oh, boy.
Well sure, she's going to have trust issues, because look what happened to her when she was a child. And when you have sex, you're gonna, a lot of this stuff's going to come up, and much of it's not under her control. I mean, she's not consciously deciding to bring these memories back, and there's a lot more to it. You're just at the tip of the iceberg here. The hope is that there's somebody adult and stable in her life that she will trust that will either... be a therapist or get her to trust a therapist. So
yeah.
You can do her a big favor to continue the relationship. And, you know, even if you end it, the chances are, and what frequently happens, people like this, they go from relationship to relationship and become more mistrustful of men and sexual situations. So if there's some way, is there an adult you know, or is there someone you both know that she trusts and sit down and take their advice?
It's really hard to say. I mean, her whole family just, you know, she's kind of like the outcast of the family, so nobody really listens to her, what she has to say anyway, so I don't think she really has anybody to trust.
Right. Well, wouldn't the outcasting of the family be from, like, some kind of denial in the family?
The what?
Well, it sounds like there's a chaotic family.
The family's a mess. Right. All right, quiet down there, Bruce. He said a piece. Cody?
Yeah?
You got your hands full.
Yep.
You're 15.
Yep.
You can barely masturbate. This is a job for, like, a 35-year-old guy who smokes a pipe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're in way over your head. So you just got to take it slow. Don't pressure her. You know, be there for her and encourage her to get some help.
But it's not good for her to have sex. So you're in a tough situation because that's obviously something
right.
you're...
I agree with Bruce. You go for the blowjob. All right, Tony?
And she's at high risk to get into drugs because she's in a lot of pain, and that's going to be something she's going to look... She'll find that alcohol, pot, those will numb the pain and maybe even make it easier to have sex. So she's a setup for a lot of other problems. So
yeah,
be responsible. Try and do what's best for her.
All right.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Great advice.
Well, I just mean I couldn't picture being 15 and going out with someone who's 17 and had all this history and, you know, is crying when you're trying to get it on. I mean, this is this world's turned to a mess.
She's with a younger guy that's probably more tolerant.
I'm going to Tahiti.
He's a smart kid. There's two guys that are 50 that don't get that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That guy's worried. I didn't have sex till I was 16. I was sure wouldn't be worried about, you know, I wasn't even thinking about, like...
Yeah.
It's kind of issue.
The empathy for other people is not normally there.
Right. Yeah. My biggest concern the first time I had sex was, can I finish before the roofies wear off? I mean, that was my number one priority. I know those things were going to kick off in about 40 minutes.
Why don't you reveal a sensitive view, Adam? I know it's here.
I saw it on Bill Maher last night. Oh, you watched Politically Incorrect last night. God bless you. What were you doing watching that show?
It's my bad habit, Nightline and Politically Incorrect.
Oh, really?
I met Bill, and I called him Gil. I didn't mean to. I was introduced to him, and I had my back turned. And somebody said, this is... And I thought it... They said it was Gil. So I said, hi, Gil. And I don't think he was very impressed.
Yeah, he's a little tough to get to know.
He likes having you on there, though, because I think he likes you pushing the envelope a little further than he would.
Yeah, I think I took a dump in the envelope last time, more than pushing.
Well, you're sitting next to... Well, what's your name?
Kathy?
Yeah?
You're 22?
Yeah.
What is up?
You know what? I have a really bad problem with not being able to let go of a guy. It's like...
Not being able to what a guy?
Let go.
Let go, okay.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's not as though I'm just attracted to anybody, but once I'm attracted to somebody,
yeah.
I really, really like them.
Not just anybody. He's got to drive the right truck, right?
Well, you know what I'm saying. I just...
Like cable guy style?
I'm very picky, you know. It's not just... you know, the look or what they do for a living. I mean, you know, it's how they are, you know, all together. You know, if they're well-rounded.
Right. Okay. And so what happens? Do they want to break things off and you don't want to let them go?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like once it is over or whatever, we always create like some big, like dramatic, you know, ending, you know.
Yeah.
It's like we can't help but let go of, you know, the situation.
Yeah. Do you think you create that?
I must, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever cheated on a guy?
Excuse me?
Have you cheated on a guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're into that sabotage, and then you get to that drama that you crave, right?
Right.
All right.
You know what?
Who's the smart one here? All right. So where'd that drama come from? Where's Daddy?
He's home, actually. He's retired. He's 53. And I'm still living at home, actually.
Really? How do you get along with Dad?
You know what? I have a weird relationship with him. It's like he's really great, but I don't know how to communicate to him. I don't know how to really talk. I mean, sometimes I can get in conversation, but it's not as though I can express my real feelings. Like,
yeah, but listen, forget about expressing your real feelings. No one should express any real feelings to their parents.
It sounds like she's got a lot of communication problems that she needs to deal with, and just you really got to focus on reality. And when you're feeling something, you got to listen to it and go with it. And sounds like some guys are trying to communicate to you. You got to just listen.
Yeah, but I would say that when Kathy feels something, not to go with it. Because that's what leads you down that path.
Right, right.
And it's exciting and you like it at the time, or at some point you do.
Yeah, but where's this come from, you think? I mean, why the sabotage? Why the chaos? Did your mom and dad fight a lot or something?
My mom was abusive. I mean,
yeah.
She hit me a lot, and my sister as well. And, yeah, my sister's just...
What is he? What nationality is she?
Italian.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm thinking Italian or Puerto Rican.
Listen, I'm Italian. I know. They're feisty. They're feisty, those guineas. And I can call them anything I want, because finally I got my own nationality. Those stinking, hairy, filthy wops. Hey, you can say whatever you want about yourself, right? That's the rule. Yeah, they're all feisty. They're very violent. They're very passionate over there. The guys are feisty, too, except for they're so drunk you can get away from them. But the women, they're sober. They'll go after you with a rolling pin or something.
So, Kathy, you've got...
All right, so you got a lot of chaos in your family. Now you create chaos in your relationships.
And you have some insight into it, too. So
I got insight into it.
Well, she understands.
All right, so how about moving out of the house?
I mean, I've been working out those issues, you know, while I'm seeing her. So, I mean, I'm on the right track.
While you're seeing who?
The therapist.
A therapist.
Oh, okay. And what about moving out from under the same roof Mama Celeste is living under?
Yeah, you know, that's definitely in the near future. In fact, I just graduated college, and I'm going to be a teacher.
Great.
In fact, I just...
You can warp your young, fragile minds for the rest of your life.
Are you in a relationship with a guy right now?
You know what? I'm staying away from guys.
Good. Take a little break.
Independent.
Move out of the house. Establish yourself. Stay with your therapy.
Find a girl.
Get a cat.
Go lesbian.
No.
Start surfing. And listen, speaking of surfing, by the way, I was just saying to somebody, I was saying to my my partner, the Emmy Award-winning Jimmy Kimmel, yesterday, I think we were talking about the two things I wasn't going to let my kids get into, and I can't remember what the other one was, but
drugs.
One of them was surfing.
Drugs?
Yeah. No, it wasn't drugs.
Man.
I'd rather them get into drugs,
quite frankly. One comes with the other?
No, because all the guys, see, you guys are making movies, you're traveling the world, you're making a nice living. Fine, but for all the guys I knew who grew up surfing, they can't hold down a job now. Because as soon as the surf, there they are.
I was going to say, did you have a Sean Penn?
As soon as the surf rolls in, they magically quit their job, or they take a week off, or you can't find them. I mean, it is a lifestyle.
Hey, I was surfing Malibu yesterday and today, and there was like 120 guys in the water today. And I was thinking,
right.
Does anyone freaking work anymore?
Yeah. I mean, right. It's Tuesday, and you're there at noon, and the place is packed, right?
Yeah.
All guys who called in sick.
And it
all
wasn't
guys,
kids. It was like 30 to 45.
Those are my buddies.
Yeah.
They're all
going to
get fired when they roll into work tomorrow.
I know more doctors that surf. Surfers, I think it's a good balance in your life.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people do that.
No, I'm
your
telling
friends,
you.
How many of them smoke pot, too?
They all smoke pot. They all surf, and they're still living at home. And it becomes a way of life, and that's it.
And they have more fun than you.
I know. That's what I hate, though. That's the part I
hate.
I know. I think the joke's on us. I really do. All right. Chris Malloy and Kelly Slater are both here. We're talking about, what the hell is that, Adrenaline Theater, which is something we'll talk about a little more when we come back. And also we'll talk to Isaiah, who's... 21. Oh, I have a question for Kelly about the six world titles after this.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Imagine for a moment you're at a beach club. The lights are blazing, the music is raging, and the bodies are thrusting. Oh, yeah. Kind of sounds like spring break, doesn't it? Well, it is, and it happens every Wednesday night in your backyard. That's right, every Wednesday night is Dollar Drink Night at Club Cancun. That's right, whatever drink you want, you call it, you got it. For only $1 every Wednesday night until 11 p.m. at Club Cancun. Like dancing? Good. Club Cancun provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. So if you're into the loud and wild party scene and like to drink for a buck until 11 p.m., then Wednesday nights at Club Cancun is the place for you. Club Cancun is located at 1638 Rice Street, just past Larpinder in St. Paul.
Value is something that can only be determined once you have a chance to compare. I'm Doug Spence, and when you visit Spence Diamonds in Roseville or Bloomington, you'll be able to compare diamonds the way jewelers do. Our consultants will let you see your diamond using the same high-tech instruments used by diamond importers and jewelers. By visiting Spence Diamonds, you'll see the largest selection of engagement and wedding ring designs in the state, and you'll understand what to look for when buying your diamond ring. We're the diamond store that will give you a hands-on education. By learning what to look for and seeing diamonds through gem instruments like microscopes and proportion analyzers, you'll easily understand how to compare diamond grades and prices. Visit Spence Diamonds, and you'll quickly see the value of buying your engagement ring or anniversary diamond from the diamond experts.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
At Geico Direct, our mission is clear. Like a bunch of sugared up 10-year-olds at a sleepover, we're wide awake all night long. Yes, 24-hour service is a lonely vigil, waiting for your call, hitting the vending machines at midnight, but we won't be caught napping if you have a question or need to file a claim. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, 1-800-947-AUTO. Talking with a car insurance representative at 3 a.m. If that won't cure insomnia, nothing will. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Comedy Central is crushing the political parties when The Daily Show with Jon Stewart goes on location at the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia.
When Comedy Central asked me to cover the conventions, well, naturally, I jumped at the chance. And then they told me they meant the Republican and Democratic National Convention. And I said, I'm wearing the spot here, or it's no deal.
Join Jon Stewart and The Daily Show correspondents, along with special guests Bob Dole, Robert Reich, and Ben Stein. The Daily Show convention coverage tonight at 11, 10 Central, only on Comedy Central.
Paranoid doesn't mean someone out there isn't ready to stick his or her nose in your business. But with a Phone Saver anti-tap device, you'll have a foolproof way to prevent anyone, and I mean anyone, from listening in on your phone conversations. You'll know if the police or the IRS or that private eye your business partner hired is listening. Or even if you have a snoopy family member who likes to eavesdrop on your conversations, you'll know. The Phone Saver is simple to use. A green light means all clear. And if your line is tapped or if an extension is picked up, it shuts down until you hit the pass-by switch. So, if you want to have a little harmless but sweaty phone sex with your girlfriend, you can without having to worry about dad or little sis picking up the other extension. Get a Phone Saver anti-tap device. Order it on the web at phonetaps.com or call 1-888-502-5696. Visit phonetaps.com for a Phone Saver and make sure your private conversations stay private. www.phonetaps.com.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Close your eyes. Now take yourself back to a bittersweet time. Yes, the time when you were dumped, axed, given the heave-ho, your still-beating heart ripped out of your chest. Remember? Well, it's time to fix all that, because at Audio King's Summer Car Audio Clearance, there are boxes and boxes of perfectly good car audio equipment that's lonely, very lonely indeed. We're talking one-of-a-kinds, discontinued, returns, open-box merchandise, all 10% off. Yes, 10% off. If only you had 10% less nagging from that hag that dumped you. Embrace these wonderful electronic components, install them in your vehicle, rock yourself numb and save some real cash. And those past relationships? Nothing but a distant memory. If there's any pain left, erase it with a Panasonic detachable face CD player for $139 with free installation. You save $20. A JVC cassette deck 12-disc changer package for $249, save $30. Or car alarm starting at $79, installed. Ah, a clean slate, no more hurt feelings. How nice.
Hey, where'd you get that?
Audio King.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. REM fans have plenty of reasons to look ahead. The group have been working on their next album, which is expected next spring. However, if you're in the need of an REM fix, the band will reissue their back catalog videos on DVD. Tour film, pop screen, this film is on, and parallel, all head to stores on August 22nd. Tour film takes you back to the Green Tour and chronicles the jump from underground faves to chart toppers. Pop screen features the band's early video work, including clips of The One I Love and Pop Song 89. The film is on, looks at the band's MTV Unplugged sessions and the Out of Time videos, while Parallel centers on the Automatic for the People album. Look for the DVDs in retail outlets this August. The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics, Zone 105. It's time to experience Minnesota once again. That's right, Stu. This time, pack your bags and you're on your way to an Alternative Classic vacation to the Pearson Lodge on beautiful Lake Vermilion. You'll check in, get set, then it's off to the Loose Moose to check out local favorites Billy Horseshoe and the Belt Buckles as they crank out your favorite alternative classics. Or maybe not. But you'll get three nights in a cottage overlooking Lake Vermilion. It's very cozy and very romantic. So pick your three friends very carefully. Because you'll have access to motorboats, sailboats, windsurfers, and more. Just email, fax, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. And Friday morning, Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will pick a winner at random. Experience Minnesota from the Pearson Lodge and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Gru.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
We'll be right back.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there. Dr. Bruce is filling in for Dr. Drew, who's a little bit under the weather tonight. Probably a lot under the weather. Takes a lot for that guy not to come in here. Kelly Slater and Chris Malloy are our guests tonight. They're champion surfers, and they're here to promote their new movie. Is it called Adrenaline Theater?
It's called Hit and Run.
Oh, okay. And it's a part of the Adrenaline Theater series.
It is, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it starts August 4th, a couple of days. And Kelly? Weren't you supposed to say something about the
Basically,
Orange
County? Chris was. It's going to be at the Block. It's going to be at the Block in Orange. And they got all the guys that are in the film going to be there. And it's going to be a ton of fun. The film is Hit and Run kind of comes from the fact that we made the thing in 6 months, and it was just jump on a plane, hit one spot, and look at the wave map and hit the next spot. So that's basically what it comes down to.
All the guys are going to be down there in Orange County on August 4th. Correct? Do you have a time?
It is going to, the film is from 8 to 9. Everybody's going to be there at 7 to, you know, do posters and do the whole thing. And, 8 o'clock when things start.
I wonder if I'll get there at 7.
Isaiah?
Yes.
You got a question for Kelly?
Yes, I did. How's everybody doing tonight? I just wanted to say that really is an honor to talk to all you guys, you, Adam, and Kelly and Chris, too. And I just wanted to ask Kelly, after winning your 6 world titles, and do you still surf the same? Because I know, for a lot of us, surfing is, you know, more than just contests and everything. You still enjoy it as much, or probably even more, when you're not in a contest? And do you have any plans to ever come back to the tour, or are you done, just surf for fun now? And that's.
Well, thanks for the kind words. I don't know if I'm just sort of seeing what happens with the world tour. I didn't like a lot of the format and stuff, and
right.
To tell you the truth, I lost a lot of my desire. I did a lot of things I wanted to do competitively, and
kind of burn out on it.
Yeah, I basically burn out on it, and I get excited now about some of the events, you know, like Pipeline and,
right.
and Trestles coming up, and like Jeffrey's Bay or Kira.
Right, those are good ones.
Yeah, but I'd say I probably am enjoying my surfing more now, because now it's like I'm not getting prepared for a contest, or I got to know my equipment. It's just, I just go surfing because I want to go surfing. You know?
And I'll vouch for him on if he's still where he was before. We just did a trip down to Mexico, and it usually takes about a year to get a whole segment for one of Taylor Steele's films, and he busted it out in 3 sessions, and it was pretty mind-blowing, and it was a trip because he hadn't surfed for a month before that, and I was ready for him to be a little shaky, but he hit it hard, and it worked out really well.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Adam. Oh, and I do have a job, even though I surf. And it's not around metal. I just wanted to tell you that.
No, I know. It's not the same mind.
I believe you represent the majority of myself.
Yeah. Adam's just full of it. Yeah,
no.
I got doctor friends, lawyer friends, like whatever.
I have doctors that surf then.
Those are guys who, they got into surfing later in life.
No.
They couldn't have completed school. They wouldn't have finished
musicians,
law school.
Actors. I mean,
well, musicians, actors, no problem.
burnouts. You know, we,
right.
We got the whole range.
Now you're getting it. All right. Let's
see.
Let's talk to Devin.
Drug dealers.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Devin, you're 14. Hello. What's up?
Nothing much. I can't tell what sexuality I am right now.
Kelly will help you.
You're gay.
No, I'm not.
That's because you're still in neutral. You're 14. You don't have to know.
Well, I don't know.
It's normal when you're 14 to.
Oh, hold on. Listen, Bruce. Just because you didn't figure it out to your 28th birthday, everyone is this way. It's not normal. 14-year-old girls are supposed to be boy crazy.
No, I'm not. It's like a mother issue, isn't it?
She's probably boy and girl crazy.
What are you into?
That's right. Okay. I've never had, like, a crush on a girl, but I'm, like, really into girl porn, you know?
Oh, well, wait a second. Here we go.
Okay. How old are you?
14.
That's cool.
What,
where is she getting her hands on?
How much
stuff?
Girl porn do you have?
I don't know, like, a whole bunch of discs. I just say...
Is it your mom's?
What?
Is it your mom's? Where are you getting this?
Well, it's not, like...
You mean you just, like, watching the girls get their thing done and...
Yeah, like on the internet and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Great right. thing on the internet.
Have you acted out sexually with other people, or is it just the pornography?
Yeah, it's just pornography.
Well, and that's not a just. You know, and this is tough to hear at age 14 and you're already into this, but there's a very strong stimulation that occurs when you watch pornography, and it's not healthy for you.
Or guys.
What's that?
Whether it's girls or guys?
Yeah. At age 14, you know, and the stuff that's out there these days, if you're getting the DVDs or whatever you're getting, is very, you know, very out there stuff. And it's not good for you. But I'm telling a 14-year-old, and I'm sort of doubtful you're going to listen. The question is, where are your parents? Where are the people that are supposed to be sort of keeping an eye on what's going on?
My parents caught me one time. I kept, like, a whole bunch of pornography under my bed, and they, like, found it. And I wasn't allowed on the internet for a long time, but finally let me on. And
Right. And it's for something that feels good, it's hard. No, it's not good for her.
I know, but it's too late. She's already in.
You know what? It messes with your head.
Right.
Because I don't mind pornography. Like, I don't mind watching videos or whatever. But I noticed that when I've done it more, then, like, my brain's kind of...
And how old are you?
Digging a hole. I'm 28.
Yeah, I mean...
Watching it when I was 15 or whatever,
you know?
It
sounds to me like she's just... at an age where she's just mischievous and she was having fun and she's just, you can hear it in her voice that she just is trying to do something different.
Listen, I don't like porno that has guys in them. Like, guys' bodies freak me out, but I have a crush on them. Like,
you're gay. All right, Drew, that's Drew from home.
Oh.
All right, listen, hey, Devin?
Yeah.
Who knows? Just take it slow, would you?
Yeah.
You were molested, nothing happened in the past?
What?
Nothing happened to you in the past?
I used to have sex with my cousin when I was, like, really little.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. What was he in his 30s? How old was he?
She's a girl. We were just playing around.
Oh, there you have it.
There you go.
You got that lesbian seed planted in you early. That's what that is.
Lesbian seed? Is that
seed?
Do your parents have an idea how much you're into the pornography?
I don't know. I don't think they think I do it anymore, but I totally do.
Okay. Is there an adult you trust that you can talk to a school counselor or somebody like that?
No, you're kidding.
Well, I'm not
what
kidding.
What fantasy land do you come from? Nobody can. I wouldn't talk to my school counselor about school business,
let alone
pornography.
Every time I listen to this or I watch the show, I laugh because there's people that they're going, these people don't know I do this. I'm like, well, they do now. Everyone knows now, right?
Yeah, well, if you can tell us, you can tell a counselor. Listen, she's not going to tell a school counselor. She's not going to tell a priest.
She
has to exercise a little self-control.
I'll tell you,
How about that?
In adolescent medicine, I see teenagers, and they do discuss these kind of things. And an adult that a teenager's comfortable with, teenagers will disclose stuff.
If she talks to them about it? What are they going to say? Knock it off.
No.
Yep.
She has other issues, and if she could get to a counselor, get somebody that was here
for
regular basis.
I'll agree with that.
A friend of mine, she's 18 or something. She goes out with a friend of mine. She goes out with a guy now, but she had a girlfriend from the time she was 14 to 16, and she's just kind of all over the map, too. But I think she likes guys now. She kind of worked it out.
Yeah, I she'll be back. But here's my point. I agree with Bruce in that whatever went on with your cousin once upon a time is probably fueling this now, and you should talk to somebody about that, not about necessarily the byproduct of that, which is the love of pornography. Let me tell you a little story that happened today, fellas, about my it was kind of serendipity porno story here. I went over to a house I'm building, right? The construction site. One of the guys brought a big bag of porn for me. Big shopping bag with about 10 movies.
Is that a regular occurrence? Instead of bringing you lunch, they brought you.
Well, this son of a bitch, you know what he would do? He would steal pornos from my house when he was working on my house, and then every 6 months or so, he'd go,
I
brought you a bag of porn. And I'd say, hey, Dave, thanks a lot. And I'd start looking through it, and I'd go, wait a minute, I know this one. Wait a minute, this is my... And these are all mine. There'd be one, you know, 50-plus job in there.
Now, he's a re-gifter, but he forgot he got this gift from you.
Right. He recycled the porn that he stole from my house. So I got this thing. There's a lot of stairs to get from my garage to my front door, and I got a thing about thoroughly. I check everything in my garage like it's customs because I know once I lug it up to my house, it ain't getting back out of my house. My new policy is if it's some junk, I'm not bringing it in the house. So I check everything in the garage. So I had about 20 of these porn movies, and I was just going through them, and I was like, damn, I remember that one, I remember that one, I remember that one. And then there's some titles, you know, midget stump, you know, this and that. And I was like, nah, I'm not going to watch that one. And I got to one. The title, I don't remember what the title was, but it seemed intriguing. It winked at me. It was like the force was with me, and I went,
The shape of things that come.
This is mine. This is a good one, I thought to myself. And I took that one and I left all the other ones down in the garage because I'll just give them to, you know, whoever comes by.
That
you know,
guy.
Kids, that guy.
Halloween's coming up.
I went upstairs. That's right. You run out of Snickers bars, you start giving out hardcore porn. I ran up to the house. I popped the thing in, and it was one of my favorite gals right in the middle of a wonderful gangbang scene. And I thought, wow, this is a good sign.
It is.
Yeah, this is. Some people say there's no God. I challenge that statement now. You know, one of my favorite chicks right in the middle of a great scene. And I was watching that, and then producer Ann called, I think. What time is that? About 4 o'clock you called today? Producer Ann called me 19 times today, but one of them was about 4 o'clock, right in the middle of watching this movie.
Was it like your mother had walked in on you? Right?
I didn't pick the phone up. I looked at it, and I went, Ann, boy. All right, I'll see you tonight.
I got to
be honest with you, Ann. You didn't have anything to say. I figured you'd say whatever you had to say in a message. I'd listen to it next.
I got an autograph from Ron Jeremy once. My little brother got it for me. He saw him somewhere and got an autograph, and it said, "Kelly, I can't wait to meet you, M-E-A-T.
Yeah. You can only see it if you hold a black light up to it.
Yeah. Is it his intellect or something else that makes it famous?
Janie?
It was the fat chick series.
He's a very intelligent man.
Yeah?
Janie, what's up?
Whenever I give oral sex...
How old is she?
16.
Yeah. When you have oral sex, like a while after, like in like the next day,
yeah,
I get like a breakout on my face.
No way, me too. Oh.
this is oral sex to guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what's that?
Yeah.
I see.
Little girl voice.
And how often does this happen?
What do you mean? Oh, it's like I've noticed it happening almost like every time afterwards.
Like, how often is every time?
We wait,
Once a week.
All right, hold on a second. We got to go to commercial. Hey, Janie?
Yeah?
Why don't you take some cold water and splash it on your face or something?
Are you getting any on you?
What?
How often does this happen? How many times does this happen?
4 times.
4 times?
Yeah.
Same penis?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's refreshing. Maybe it's the one guy.
It's a How bad old? Batch.
She's at an age when she thinks everything's giving her zits. It's in her mind.
Right. Yeah. Does what do you do with the semen when it comes down the pike there? Do you spit it out?
Yeah.
Does it get on you?
No.
All right, that's good. All right.
Why?
I'm just curious if that's the cause, you know?
You're not going to ask her any other...
Semen could clog pores. What?
Like where? Like on my face?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Oh, okay. No, it doesn't.
Are you scared of getting caught and maybe you feel nervous so you have a little outbreak or something?
Very good point. No, there's no correlation here, Janie.
Does nervousness do outbreaks?
Okay. Hey, Janie?
Yes?
How you doing in school, Scissor?
I'm doing pretty good.
Really?
Huh?
All right.
Why?
How old are your boyfriends? Have you had any kind of, were you ever molested? Anything happen?
I had a boyfriend.
You haven't?
Just like my friend, though.
Just your friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never had a boyfriend.
Well, what about him being your boyfriend?
He's not.
Yeah, I know, but what?
You know, just get blowjobs to any guy you meet?
No, my friend. He's my best friend.
But you know what, sir? That kind of intimacy is usually it's sort of part of an intimate relationship, and it's not something you do with friends.
So it's fringe benefits.
For him it is, but not for her. And in talking to you here, I think Adam's picking up on something.
If you
want to
call it talking, I'm talking almost mongoloid-type stupidity here. Janie?
Yeah?
Listen, this guy may be taking advantage of you. How old is he?
16.
And don't you like him?
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Well, why don't you see about making him your boyfriend?
We made an agreement that like we weren't going to become boyfriend and girlfriend.
He's pretty smart.
This guy's a genius. That's great. Yeah. He probably has that agreement going with a few girls.
No, but that was my idea.
Oh, it was your idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, why? Okay, hold on a second, though. But you said you'd like to be his boyfriend, wouldn't you?
No, I didn't say that.
I mean his girlfriend. No?
No. didn't say that.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, you're best friends with the guy. You certainly, you're no stranger to his penis.
I feel weird because we've been friends since we were like 7.
I know, but isn't it weird even to better then put his penis in your mouth? Isn't that sort of strange?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, where were you when I was in high school, by the way? Besides not being born.
I wasn't born. But...
No, I mean, hold on a second, Janie. Oh, where are these girls? Where were they? There were none of these girls.
Yes, there were.
No, there were not.
Come on.
No, you, sir.
The guys that are lawyers today that were making arrangements like this when you were in school.
Yeah. All right, listen, we got to take a break. I want to get a little more in with Janie when we come back because she's scaring me after this.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
GEICO auto insurance customers are frugal people. They value a dollar, and they save a lot of them by switching. To prove my point, I'm joined by a real live customer, Erica Willis. Erica, will you give me $10,000?
No.
There. Proof that GEICO customers do not like to part with any more money than they have to. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. You could keep 15% or more of your money. 1-800-947-AUTO. GEICO Direct, the sensible alternative.
It's a fact. One in every 10 used cars has a major problem. By major, I mean major. Caught fire, burned to a crisp, rebuilt and put up for sale. Happens every day. Make sure you're not the poor slob that buys this piece of crud. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Next time we will discuss blood damage.
Fish. Wine. Sunday, September 24th, the Target Center. Tickets on sale Saturday at 10 a.m.
All is gonna be any things I could not see. And I tried to step aside. I went to where they'd hoped I'd be.
Sunday, September 24th, the Target Center.
Never ever thought we'd be so bright. And the promise things will be alright.
Saturday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster locations, including Dayton's, Mervyn's, Rainbow Foods, and Target Center Box Office. Charge by phone, 989-5151. A Jam production. Be sure to pick up the new CD from Fish Farmhouse. Available now from Elektra Records.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking. Texas-style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
I'm Tom Shane, and the real secret to the Shane Company's success is more than having the largest selection of fine-quality jewelry and pricing it below our competitors. Our real strength is our customer service policy. We have over 500 employees, and each of them is empowered to provide every customer with whatever it takes to make them 100% satisfied. That means every employee will listen to you and solve your problem, so you're guaranteed a lifetime of satisfaction with every purchase. We don't pay anyone on commission, nor will we do anything else to encourage our people to put their own desires above those of our customers. Because we never have a sale, it makes no difference to us what you buy from us or when you buy it. We only care that you remain 100% satisfied for life.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Dunwoody Institute in Minneapolis would like to apologize to all those who may have been offended by our previous radio commercials. This includes employees of fast food restaurants and guys who work the snack bar at movie theaters. We apologize to anyone who counts cars along the highway or refills ketchup containers at restaurants. We're sorry if we cheesed off any ditch diggers, factory line workers, cafeteria ladies, people who work in cubicles, and guys named Doug who still live at home with their parents while their friends are off at Dunwoody Institute learning important trades like printing and graphic arts, machine, tool and die, or engineering, drafting and design, preparing for rewarding, high-paying careers. For the rest of you, however, there is still time to call Dunwoody Institute at 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Dunwoody's printing and graphics production training facility is the only one of its kind in the Midwest. To see the state-of-the-art multi-million dollar equipment and talk with instructors about the program, contact Tracy today at 612-381-3081.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there filming for Dr. Drew. And we do appreciate him coming out here on very short notice, although it makes us feel he's desperate. Swell.com is where you can find our guests tonight, Kelly Slater and Chris Malloy, both big-time surfers. And on the 4th of August, you can check out Adrenaline Theater. Hit and Run is the name of the first in the series. The best surfing movie ever made.
Can I plug something else real quick?
Sure.
I gotta say thanks to my friends at Toyota of Orange.
What'd they do?
Well, every time I'm here, they give me cars to drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I don't have to pay for rental cars and all that stuff. And they just show up. Here's a car, Kel. So I have to say thanks to my friends Bill Tinney and Bob Alou. Babaloo. Robert Ballou, so we call him, it's just Ballou.
The unfortunate part is he's driving a 84 Tercel.
Well, we didn't have to mention that, did you?
Miles on it.
I'm just going to talk about my cars. So when I'm home, I just steal my brother's cars. Yeah. I have two little brothers, and I just, it doesn't
like,
really matter
like
what
thank them.
Their clothing, their everything they own. So
I would like to put a plea out to Toyota of Orange to drop the, well, you won't get a lemon. I wouldn't have got a lemon.
We can officially do that right now.
That was not funny or intelligent the first time I heard it, and that was 10,000 times ago. Please write a new theme song.
Yeah, but how many times has it gotten stuck in your head while you're watching porn?
I'm now forming a political action group, and we're going to try to bring down Cal Worthington and Pete Ellis Dodge as well the Long Beach Freeway Firestone exit Southgate thing.
Are there any intelligent good TV car commercials?
No, not cars. No, that's true. Janie?
Yeah.
All right, there, you little Mensa member, you. Now, you have this best friend, and you ingest his semen or you spit it out?
I spit it out.
Okay, so why would that cause acne on you?
I don't know. That's why I'm calling.
All right, well, the answer is it wouldn't. You're 16, and you're a good candidate for zit once in a while, just like all of us were at 16.
Because it gets really bad, like right after, like a day after, you know, like I wait and stuff. Like,
well, how often are you doing this?
I've done it like 6-7 times.
How often? How often? Is it twice a week? Is it?
Like once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you take a couple weeks off and see what happens?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe it's not acne. You can be allergic to that fluid. But I think.
Are you having sex with him?
No.
No.
Never.
Sex?
You never had sex with anybody.
No, I'm a virgin.
Okay. Why aren't you having sex with him?
Because I'm scared.
Okay. Good.
Great.
Go with that.
Pregnant.
Good.
Janie, listen. We're concerned about you. I don't know if you're picking that up from the way we're talking to you, but there's a concern about what you're doing with this guy. And it sounds like it feels okay, but just because something feels okay doesn't mean it's necessarily okay or good for you.
Yeah,
and
if it's your best friend, talk to him about it.
Yeah, you're learning that to be in a friendship with a guy, it goes along with doing something really intimate and sexual, and that's going to get you in a lot more trouble later on. You set up patterns of behavior, so it may seem okay, but he's using you.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that it's wrong for us not to be going out?
You're not going out.
It's wrong. It's wrong to be intimate with somebody that you don't have an intimate relationship.
And if you're not
emotionally,
if you're not getting paid, that's true. I agree.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah.
You understand?
it's wrong that we're just friends?
No. You know, and listen, we're not finished.
Okay. Listen, I listen. I can't turn this into a hooked on goddamn phonics session.
Okay.
I can't save everyone out there. Just we'll see if you can stop giving the guy BJ for a couple of weeks.
Solvable problem.
What's that? What did you say, Anderson? Did you say something?
Yeah, I think she is special.
There is a solve.
Right.
Yeah. Solvable problem. He's been on the line for 59 minutes.
That's
we
nothing.
Can fix that. Jeez.
James?
Yeah?
You're 14?
I'm 15.
All right. What's up, champ?
When I masturbate,
mm-hmm.
I'll ejaculate, and then like 10, 15 minutes later,
mm-hmm.
I won't have an orgasm or just the sperm will just start coming out.
Yeah, just starts sort of leaking out.
Post-ejaculation?
I'm not sure.
10, 15 minutes later, huh?
Like about 10, 15, 20 minutes later, it'll just start coming out.
Are you on any medications?
No.
Okay. You know, at you're 14 and that problem will...
It will? You better hope it will.
Yeah. Well, just don't masturbate like 10, 15, 20 minutes before you have to go somewhere important.
All right. Unload that gun way before you leave the house.
Hey, James?
Yeah?
How often do you do it a day?
I do it once, twice a day, but not every day.
Well, actually, it's more like 2.5 times a day, right? Because the 15 minutes later rolls out of you. Can you feel it coming out of you?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
So sometimes it happens normally. Because there is retrograde ejaculation in that.
How about you just stuff a little, toilet paper down your shorts before you leave the house, you know?
Depends.
Yeah. You have gum in your penis. Oh, yeah, gum. I forgot about that.
Cork.
Listen,
surf wax,
I just came
actually.
Up with an idea. A lot of guys do a lot of dribbling in the penis. What's wrong with a little sort of penis beanie, you know, a little cap, little...
That's what we would call a peenie?
Yeah, a peenie, yeah. You just put your sponsor on the side of it or something. Just something you pop over your penis, keeps it warm.
Like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Offers a certain degree of protection to the junk and any dripping or any fluid that might
retrograde,
come out of there.
Retrograde ejaculation.
Yeah, anything that may be coming down the flume is going to get absorbed by this thing. You throw it, it's washable. You toss it right in the wash at the end of the day. Maybe you get a few. You rotate them. During the summer, you do like a, you know, cotton one. During the winter, there's a wool one.
Well, they could be lubed inside, too.
Lubed, right. It feels better, and it fills out the package.
I have a name for the product. The Corolla cap.
We already came up with the peenie. Where were you?
It could be the Corolla peenie.
It would be similar based on his anatomy. We will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike. Wants to know if it's wrong to let his dog watch him masturbate. After.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
I enjoy watching TV, but, like, I don't like to abuse it. You know, just like 8 or 11 hours of it a night. You know, it keeps me focused. You know, like a euthanasia for the soul, you know. I'll be watching August 5th. The Rolling Rock Town Fair will be on the pay-per-view that night. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Filter, Moby, Fuel, Our Lady Peace, and Marcy Playground will all be performing. Not bad for La Trobe, huh? I could go, but, you know, that would cut into my TV time, and then I might get, as my caseworker describes, unpredictable, whatever that means. So it's a good thing Rolling Rock is broadcasting the Town Fair live on the pay-per-view.
Check out the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Rolling Rock Town Fair live on pay-per-view August 5th, along with Filter, Moby, Fuel, Our Lady Peace, and Marcy Playground. For details, call your local cable or TV satellite provider or visit our website, Rolling Rock, a unique state of beer. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
How low can they go? It's Superstore clearance time. Going on now at Sex World. For a limited time, Sex World drop and trowel.
Oh!
With great deals on a huge selection of adult videos, name brand stuff, today's hottest superstars, full-length, uncut. Three for just $19.99. Need more? Take four. Four packs of hot XXX action are an unbelievable $29.99. Videos, DVDs, adult toys, and more. It's all gotta go to make room for the truckloads that are on their way. Lingerie, clothing, shoes, and sportswear. Something for everyone.
Get something
for me?
Yeah, even you, Granny. Sex World's got it, and it tries to sell. Check out the deals on two backs of Sex Inc. magazine. Page after page of homegrown talent. The Real Girls Next Door. Two for just $7.99. With prices like these, they won't last long. Hurry in for best selection. Superstore clearance time at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North in the Warehouse District. Downtown Minneapolis. Sex World featuring live booth girls 24 hours a day. Is this a great country or what?
Thinking about buying jewelry? You can save up to 70% off retail prices at Wholesale Gold and Diamond Distributors. You can buy any size diamond in any shape you want and save up to 70% off retail. Marquee, round, princess, oval, or pear-shaped. Save on any diamond. You'll also save on any ring you pick, from solitaires to baguette designer rings. Save on your diamond and save on your ring. Then put that extra money towards your honeymoon. For you guys, they do all styles of wedding bands, white gold, yellow, or platinum. The choice is yours. Want to buy a gold chain, mother's ring, anniversary ring, charms, silver, tennis bracelets? No problem. They do all styles and save you money. Call Wholesale Gold and Diamonds today, 332-7117. That's 332-7117. When you call, you won't be talking to salespeople, but directly to the president. So call 332-7117.
The following is a test of the emergency alert system.
Want to know what really turns me on? Running my hands through a man's thick head of hair. If hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and help you get back all the hair you've lost, guaranteed. Introducing Foligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Foligard uses a simple three-step system that will replace your lost hair in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed or your money back. If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Foligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Foligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems can cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, wouldn't you? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full head of thick, sexy hair. Sounds good? I thought so. Call Foligard now, 1-800-686-0387. Get your hair and your confidence back. Guaranteed. It's toll-free, 1-800-686-0387.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Boogie Boogie.
Right about now.
No, it's not.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the Flashback Lunch and Dinner and the Flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNT Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
No, it's a horrible idea.
I think it's a good idea. How do they sound?
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Kelly Slater is here. He just brought a bag of extra loud Funyuns and Doritos into the studio. This is going to be a disaster. Chris Malloy is also here, both champion surfers, here to promote the new movie that they're in. It's part of the Adrenaline Theater series, and it's called Hit and Run, and it hits theaters August 4th, and you can log on to swell.com and find out more information and see where the world's greatest surfing movie is coming to a theater near you. All right, now let's get back to the phones and speak to Mike. Mike is 18. Mike?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dr. Bruce, Mr. Carolla. Love your work on the Man Show.
Thank you.
What's up, guys? All right, I have a question now.
Yeah.
Well, I've come a long way in my masturbation escapades.
Sure.
You know, from, you use lotion to Vaseline.
Right.
You know, I'll hump my couch.
Right.
Or I've got one of those giant teddy bears that you went to the fair, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You're a messed up kid.
All right, Mike, please. Okay. We don't have time for these bogus calls.
Creative kid.
What's the problem?
Hold on. Anyway, lately I've been getting into condiments like honey or chocolate syrup or sometimes Cool Whip.
Nice.
Now my dog. We don't have any locked doors in my
house. You let him lick it off?
I'm not buying this car.
Hold on.
I don't either.
I'm good.
Your dog watches you?
Yeah, he'll come up and watch me. You know, that's cool with it. But what I want to know, chocolate syrup bad for dogs if they eat it?
No.
No, chocolate's bad for dogs. If dogs
it
eat
is?
Enough, yeah. And it
really?
Depends on the type of chocolate.
What about they just lick it off a penis?
It's very bad.
Really?
Bad for both the owner and the dog.
Really?
It's really bad on the dog's soul.
No, Mike, seriously.
Don't worry about your dog. Worry about yourself.
There's
being twisted.
There's a chemical in chocolate, and I think dark chocolate's worse, that is
toxic
to dogs.
Really?
Yeah, it's true.
I think it's a bogus call.
It is.
I don't think his dog's eating any chocolate.
But just in general, don't feed your dog. So, yeah.
I think he's the dog.
Nicole?
Yes. Hi, Adam.
You're 19. What's up?
Love you guys. Before I get to my question, I just want to say that, Kelly, I doubt you remember this, but you did my voicemail last year at
Huntington Surf and Sport. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like, my friends are bugging me to change it, and I love it so much. And Chris, I brought a picture.
Wait, you still have it?
Yeah, definitely. You want?
It's kind of strange.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's call it.
Okay. I'll give you.
No, why don't you just do it on your? You have like call waiting or something?
Yeah, well, I'm on my cell phone right now.
All right. Listen, it's not that big a deal. We got Kelly here. He can recreate it if we want.
Okay, yeah, it's cool, but it's so funny. And then also, Chris, I took a picture of you and me, and I asked you to sign it this year.
And he wanted $10?
No.
No.
Cool.
Appreciate it. And Surfer, and I wanted to know if you guys think that like women like Lisa Anderson and like Tita Tavares and Lane Beachley have like stepped up the level of surfing, women surfing, to the point that you think that they could start competing with men sometime in the future, and like legitimately competing with men, you know?
All right, we'll put you on hold because your line's a little fuzzy. But what do you think, guys?
I hate to be totally chauvinistic, but I don't think so.
No. No,
I just think it's just a strength issue.
Yeah, women have strong points. They definitely they've got a ton of grace, and they have a whole way about them. And they're but as far as the things that the men are doing, who knows? But it'll be a while.
It's just like Martina Hingis returning Pete Sampras' serve or something. I don't
right,
know, it's just,
I'm with you. And what about, are there any women who surf big surf?
Yeah, there's a few. Lane Beachley charges big waves.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, there's.
No, but I wouldn't say to the level that 100 guys in the world do.
Right. Right.
But I mean, compared to all the other women,
listen,
it's a total.
There's a lot of
say
guys.
No more. Women are inferior. I know what you're talking about. But what about that one model? That one is models really hot.
Yeah, she charges. She charges harder than, I'd say, 80% of the guys I know that talk trash.
Really?
She lives, I live right next to her in Hawaii, Rocky Point, big waves.
I'm not buying the 80% thing.
Of your friends at home in Florida? All your friends? I mean, think about it. You're talking about top 40.
Like Baron Knowlton and.
Baron Knowlton? Hell.
Baron von Knowlton?
Honestly, she charges. She really goes. I mean, look at her knees are covered up in scars. She goes. I've seen her in big
surf. That's not from surf. Believe me.
Forget about it. No, seriously, she goes.
All right, I'm with you. I like. Look, I'm going to go home and masturbate to that. Believe me. I'll be doing my own paddling out.
I'll put you on in my picture.
Jeff?
You?
You're 15. What's up?
16.
All right. I don't know why this keeps happening tonight, but whatever the screen, maybe everyone celebrates their birthday on this show. All right. What's up there, Jeff?
Yeah, Adam. Dude, I love you, man.
Thanks, man.
I love you, man.
Really, you're the man.
I
love that, Dr. Drew, but you're gay.
Yeah.
Can you do that, Dr. Bruce?
You're gay.
Too bad Dr. Drew isn't there.
Yeah, it really is a shame.
He's awesome.
Yeah, I love him.
No, man, you're awesome.
Hey, surfers.
What's up, man?
So my friend is, like, starting to surf and everything.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted me to call up and see, like, what's up and how, like, you could start and how you get started on the whole thing.
Go ahead, Kelly. Advice for someone just starting to surf?
Yeah, your best advice.
Don't bodyboard.
No?
Don't bodyboard. Go straight to surfing.
Right. And then just get a surfboard and go surf, right?
Do it all day long.
Should you start with a long board?
You should start with a longer board, yeah. Like kind of something.
But not a long board per se.
Yeah, maybe a long board. Something stable you can get going on.
it's not about just getting up on a plank and running. It's about becoming familiar with the ocean. When you become familiar with the ocean, it's a cakewalk.
Yeah. Just pay attention to what's happening with the waves and the weight breaks and the bottom and stuff like that.
Let's hear a few Drew drops, by the way. Whenever Drew isn't here, I usually forget, but actually this kid reminded me to do this. I love these out-of-context Drew drops. Anderson, play me a few of my favorites.
This is from tonight, why I can't come in.
Oh, really?
The erection that will not go away.
Oh, really? I see.
I'm in pain. My breath's hurt.
Can I say that?
Cornhole.
He is a world-class dick.
Did he say
cornhole? I want to be dominated.
Did he say cornholing?
Cornhole. Hey, I'm doing drugs. I'm a prostitute. I'm a stripper. I've had 5 dating relationships. I don't know whether I'm gay or straight. I'm in my 30s. I live in an urban center, and I'm having sex.
I got a dog I want you to meet.
Jizz Gaslight.
Oh, my God.
I'm a rapist.
Oh.
Did you rape yourself?
He didn't know the mic was on for that.
Put your moist ass down.
Oh, I think it's sounded to me.
And I was bored, so I had my tongue pierced. I was bored, so I put a spear to my penis.
Where's your penis? It's in your ass, Drew.
Oh,
who do you think you're talking to? Give me one more. When is that faggot better run?
That faggot better run.
My all-time favorite Drew threat.
They don't get old.
Sometimes I'm scared because he's very active. He gives me oral sex. I just give him the hand.
This is like laughter therapy. Like, you should start laughter therapy classes and just give people sell tapes over infomercials.
Well, I'm supposed to be holding up some standard here for
no.
Drew.
Okay. Hey,
anal sex.
Hey, Anderson, remind me to play the Drew Boogie or the Drew Shuffle sometime before the night is through, all right? All right, don't let me forget that. We'll hop back on the phones and speak to Brandy. Brandy, 16, Brandy?
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing.
Okay.
Well,
you sound seven.
Huh?
Uh-oh. Nothing. Go ahead, baby.
Okay, well, me and my boyfriend have sex. He, like, sticks his fingers at my butt.
Cool. I see. Maybe does he lose his keys or something? Oh, is he...
How old's your boyfriend?
17.
How long have you been having sex?
2 months.
Okay. And is he your first partner?
My second.
Okay. You sound real young. That's always a bad thing.
Yeah.
Anything happen to you when you were younger?
I was raped.
I see.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Before that?
No.
Huh?
Nothing.
Little something?
Mm-mm.
Light molesting?
Nope.
No. And who raped you when you were 14?
One of my friend's friends.
I see. And did you ever prosecute that person?
No.
No. Why not?
I was scared.
Okay. Now, really, was your dad, did your dad do some drinking or something?
Mm.
Huh?
No.
Where's your dad?
You assume because she was raped that something happened in her family?
No. Yeah. Voice. Good. No. No, seriously. I know this is an opinion that's not a real popular one, but... People who call this show, and I don't know about the rest of society, people who call this show have the little girl voice especially, who got raped by a friend at 14, usually something led them into that situation, whether it was molestation or abusive dad or something. Not that
it was not her fault.
Yeah. But they
find themselves in that situation.
Coincidentally, they got themselves into a situation, and there's usually something that precedes that. So, Brandy.
Yeah.
What would precede that? Is you like your dad?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, he's my dad.
He's your dad. He ever, are your parents together?
Yeah.
Yeah? And he never hit you or did anything?
No.
No, and he doesn't drink or anything? No. And nobody, no babysitter, no cousin, nobody, never any contact with anybody?
Nope.
Huh?
No.
Seriously?
Seriously.
All right, what happened when you were 14 then?
Me and a couple of my friends went to the fair, and then we went up to a field, and that's when it happened.
And did you try to get the guy off you and kick and scream and stuff?
Yeah.
And he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And how old was he?
17.
And you didn't want to call the cops or anything?
I was scared.
Scared of what?
I don't know. I was young.
That's a very
intimidating thing, and then you're afraid when you tell people they're going to say, oh, you wanted it.
I understand. All right. Yeah, I'm not getting to anything, but I know there's something here. Well, what's Brandon, your dad do for a living?
He's an inspector.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Uh-huh, what?
I don't know. What's okay. He inspect?
Roofs.
What'd you say?
Roofs.
Roofs.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. He's around top.
So, Brandon, you know why Adam's asking all these questions?
No.
Okay, your voice, you sound very young. You've been a victim. You were raped when you were 14. And you've got an issue about something your boyfriend is doing to you now that you don't like, and you're asking us how to get enough, too.
Sometimes you like it.
Sometimes you like it.
Well, let him know.
The issue is, when you sound really young like that, some of the characteristics of the way you're talking, many of the people that call in here have been abused or violated or had something done to them when they were much younger. And
all right, but that's not her, right,
no,
Brandon?
She's saying it's not her.
All right. Trying to
but it's real important that you talk to somebody. You know, the whole thing, when bad things happen when you're younger like this, you tend to say, well, I can move on with it. There are adults that will tell you just, pull up, your bootstraps.
Just
and
deal with it
and get on with your life. But it doesn't work that way. And it doesn't sound like you've been to a counselor or you've talked to anybody about that extensively, or have you?
I talked to my boyfriend about it.
Yeah, wrong person.
Yeah. That's the guy who's trying to get his hand up your ass. Remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not the greatest guy to have this heart-to-heart about the rape with, you know?
Are you close to your mom?
No.
Is there an adult female you're close to?
My mom.
Okay.
Hold on. It's time for a quick love line recreation. Go ahead, Bruce. Ask the question.
Is there an adult?
No. Ask the one before that.
Close to your mom.
Bruce,
I don't want to go back.
No, I swear to Christ, I got to vent for just 1 second. I tried, God knows I tried to do a little piece of theater here, and Bruce could not do it. I knew we couldn't do it. Just ask the goddamn question, you idiot.
Are you close to your mom?
No. Now ask the follow-up.
Okay.
I'll do it with Chris.
Is there an adult female?
Sand crabs in his head. He's smarter than you are, you idiot. Go ahead. Sorry, Chris.
I don't have sand crabs in here.
The guy serves for a living. You're a doctor, you jackass. Shut his microphone off, you retard. Sorry, Chris. Love line recreation. Go ahead.
Are you close to your mother?
No.
Do you have an adult female that you are close to?
Yes, my mother.
Okay, dokie.
Thank you.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry that took 20 minutes, you retard. Jesus Christ. Seriously, what part of Mexico did you get your license from to practice?
Because I don't want to play.
What part of Mexico?
I don't want to play role playing.
Guadalajara?
Adam Carolla?
Mexico City? Please.
And you have something
Chihuahua,
against Mexico.
Where in Mexico did you get
Mexico
that?
Mexico and Chinese people
last night. I got nothing against Mexico. Next time you need some surgery, you go to Mexico, all right? Have fun.
Alaska.
Come on.
All right, where the hell are we? Please. Brandy.
Brandy?
Yeah.
All right, okay, we're not making fun of you, okay, even though Adam's
just
trying to be funny.
If you don't want him to do that, tell him you don't want him to do that. And you got to.
She likes it sometimes.
You got to get a little counseling for the rape, right?
Yeah.
And why can't you talk to your mom? Or can you?
I don't know.
No, you can talk to your mom about something you're closer, but it doesn't sound like you're comfortable talking to her about it.
Well, you know what? Talk to him, too. Tell him if you don't like it, tell him to stop it when he does it right away.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, well, that's fine, but when you don't, stop.
All right, that's not a question.
Maybe she thinks her mom's going to be mad at her because she's putting herself in a situation where she got raped.
And maybe you should just wait for a while. Wait a few years before you get into something so heavy with somebody.
Yeah. Listen, I can tell you by the voice and the rape and they can't talk to the parents.
I'm
not saying she was raped when she was five. I'm just saying there's a bad family.
There's the timid voice.
It's still not her fault.
The important thing is any relationship she gets into until she deals with this is going to be chaotic and not going to work out.
It's not your
fun,
fault.
Though.
Oh, my God. Imagine being like a 17, 18-year-old dude these days and all, every girlfriend you have, you just got to talk about the time she was raped or molested. You know what I mean? You're thinking about the prom and putting your fingers in her ass and all she wants to talk about. This is the second call we've had tonight where the girl was talking to her boyfriend about being molested or being raped. I mean, think about the percentage of like 15, 16-year-old guys who are talking to their 15, 16-year-old girlfriends about the time they were raped or the time they were molested. And remember, like, when you were in high school or junior high, you didn't even like to hear hear about your girlfriend making out with some dude who transferred in your school like 2 months ago or something. You know, just the fact that they took some other dude to the Sadie Hawkins dance and gave him a little tongue action was enough to keep you up at night. Imagine sitting there thinking about their uncle on top of them when they were 11 or whatever. I mean, that's got to be pretty freaky from a guy's standpoint.
Whole new level.
Too. Yeah, I mean, it's like they're going to need a credential to practice a psychology in order to deal with these relationships. Nick?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Yeah. I'm like about 6'1", and my girlfriend's like 4'11". And when we have sex, she says that it hurts, like I'm going in too deep.
We call that the great name, Chihuahua Syndrome.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like any basketball player and his girlfriend. Kind of thing.
Basically.
Yeah.
Like, is there any, like, type of position or anything that you could possibly do that could limit the depth of...
Wheelbarrow.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Okay. You asked a question. I gave
from a medical standpoint, I was actually not sure where I was reading it, but it was a medical journal, Adam.
High Times. Yeah.
No, I don't read High Times.
Surfer Magazine.
And the question that many patients have, in your situation, are there dangers physiologically? Or can you have trauma occur as a result of the discrepancy in size? And there's not. They're not.
No. Listen, I'll tell you firsthand. I was banging this dwarf once.
Can I finish my medical statement?
Go ahead.
Jeez. And so if your sexual practices are limited by the discomfort level and she's communicating that to you, you may have to alter the position you use and find a position that's most comfortable, but you're not going to have any trauma occur as a result of this unless you don't hear her when she's saying, oh, that hurts or that's uncomfortable. Because there is obviously quite a size discrepancy here.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
Back to the banging the dwarf.
Yeah. It was on a circus train. I was pretty loaded. I don't remember a lot of it. It's not a time I'm particularly proud of. I was trying to get from us. I think I was hopping trains across the country, running for my past.
Going to
Can
follow.
We hang up on this call? Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. All here's what you got to do, brother. And this goes out to all guys.
I meant
who,
you.
Oh, I see.
Can we hang up on you?
How dare you?
I want to talk to Nick.
I want
to
find out
what happened to the last guest.
Screw Nick. Listen, here's what you got to do. You got to get her on top, and she's got to set the cadence and the pace of the sex. Because if you're on top and she's uncomfortable and you're going at it, you may do a little damage. Let her go on top and go at her own speed, right?
Exactly. Now back to the dwarf.
Tight. Tight. Super, super tight. Big calves on her. That really turned me on. And she was a Samoan dwarf, so she had extra big calves.
What angle did you go at?
Well, if my penis is the big hand.
Like I said, Bruce, can we hang up on these guys?
Yeah.
No, man, come on.
Adam was on the train to Guadalajara to the medical clinic.
Come on. Big hand.
He jumped off in Huatulco.
Chris?
Huatulco.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 18. What's up?
Me and my friend were just having a discussion, and we were wondering if a chick is, like, loose or tight from, like, the time, like, she's born or whatever, or can she get looser as the amount of sex she has?
Okay, let me tell you about this dwarf. No, that area springs right back.
It does?
It's supposed to, right, Bruce?
After delivering a baby.
You can have a kid.
So it's not like putting a baseball inside of a mitt.
Right. It's not like you break in the vagina.
Well, we've had the hymen discussion before. Do we need to go into the...
I don't remember that.
Well, the hymen is a partial membrane that after an initial introduction of an object into the vaginal canal... The tissue breaks, so there sometimes is pain, and it seems narrow there, but after sex.
Okay.
So,
you're talking to four guys.
In other words,
as we come out with each thing, we're going, right? So and you should talk to a group of girlfriends rather than guys.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
I can tell you from doing the show and hearing this question more than once that it does not get stretched out.
All right.
Actually, looser. I thought you meant so they get... More uninhibited.
No.
So looser was like another term.
No, he meant do they get stretched out? That's why don't read the board. You just got to listen to the question.
Yeah.
Although you have to read the board because you got to.
See, I would ask that question too myself.
Well, here's the deal. Some women are sort of anatomically bigger than others, and so there could be a difference from woman to woman. But it's not because she had a bunch of sexual partners. It's just because there's a little difference down there.
Have you ever seen the Texas Tunnel?
Never mind.
So is that a porn film that Adam has?
Really?
No, it's a porn star girl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, never mind.
You got Adam's attention.
We got another call here.
No, you got Adam's attention. Continue.
Yeah.
I'm not into the sort of macabre, bizarre, occult porn. You know, I like the straight, you know.
Just dwarves.
No, I just saw it in like some porn magazine when I was like 18.
You ever see Rex Combo?
And she was complaining because guys weren't big enough for her. And it doesn't seem like she was just born that way, you know. It became
like
stretched out at some point, right?
It doesn't.
Come on.
It doesn't.
Come on.
Hey, listen, a baby can get its head through there, and it can come back to normal.
But if you leave a baby in there for like 2 years.
Yeah, but if it was made.
It's debatable if it is absolutely normal afterwards, right?
All right, but hold on. Hold on a second. Right, it's a potential cavity. There's muscle involved. Disproving when people have pain, I mean, there's not relaxation of the muscle. So there's so many things that will determine the width, the tension there. And so this kind of a question. It would have been better if it was about...
Who knows what goes on in the old vagina, the old vagina.
Let's say you had... Let's say you had two cloned girls, right? And one was having sex every day, and one only had sex maybe once every 2 weeks.
Right.
Now, don't you just think that naturally one girl
it's
would stretch
flesh.
Out a little
It's
further.
Human flesh.
I'm telling you.
But then if she stopped for 6 months,
this way. I've been pulling on my penis for 18 years now. I haven't gotten a quarter inch out of the goddamn thing.
You need
and
a
I've been,
it.
Yeah,
it does look like a handlebar grip.
it does have my knuckles built into it.
Man, it has some calluses.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Bruce, I don't know what your point was with this call, but you didn't make it at all. You can explain to me during the commercial though what you were trying to say. Okay.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Imagine for a moment you're at a beach club. The lights are blazing, the music is raging, and the bodies are thrusting. Oh, yeah. Kind of sounds like spring break, doesn't it? Well, it is, and it happens every Wednesday night in your backyard. That's right, every Wednesday night is Dollar Drink Night at Club Cancun. That's right, whatever drink you want, you call it, you got it. For only $1 every Wednesday night until 11 p.m. at Club Cancun. Like dancing? Good. Club Cancun provides one of the largest dance floors in the area with a killer sound and light system. So if you're into the loud and wild party scene and like to drink for a buck until 11 p.m., then Wednesday nights at Club Cancun is the place for you. Club Cancun is located at 1638 Rice Street, just past Larpinder in St. Paul.
Just because you're not paranoid doesn't mean someone out there isn't ready to stick his or her nose in your business. But with a Phone Saver anti-tap device, you'll have a foolproof way to prevent anyone, and I mean anyone, from listening in on your phone conversations. You'll know if the police or the IRS or that private eye your business partner hired is listening. Or even if you have a snoopy family member who likes to eavesdrop on your conversations, you'll know. The Phone Saver is simple to use. A green light means all clear. And if your line is tapped or if an extension is picked up, it shuts down until you hit the pass-by switch. So, if you want to have a little harmless but sweaty phone sex with your girlfriend, you can without having to worry about dad or little sis picking up the other extension. Get a Phone Saver anti-tap device. Order it on the web at phonetaps.com or call 1-888-502-5696. Visit phonetaps.com for a Phone Saver and make sure your private conversations stay private. www.phonetaps.com.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Here comes your chance. It's your chance to get what is really new.
At Dayton's two-day sale, you'll save 50 to 75% on swimwear and 60 to 80% on dresses and women's sportswear. All Jeffrey Beam dress shirts and ties are on sale. And take 25% off kids' back-to-school apparel, including boys' toggle pants for just $29.99.
Come see what's really you at Dayton's two-day sale.
Take 30 to 50% off women's shoes and get cooking with 50% off the West Bend Professional Slow Cooker during our home sale, now in progress.
Are you ready? Really ready? Don't miss your chance. It's your chance. A chance to really save it. Dayton's two-day sale.
Manhattan's two-day sale and clearance this Friday and Saturday only.
I'm Brian O.
I'm Mary Lucia. Mornings on Zone 105. I think in addition to doing a good morning show, Brian and I also make special appearances out in public. I know, Brian, this weekend you'll be appearing at Just Doorknobs. What's that going to be like for you?
It's going to be great. The people at Just Doorknobs have always been very good to us. Lots of interesting things going on at that store. Mm-hmm. I also understand that you'll be helping people with their weaves at From Hair to Eternity this weekend. Is that right?
I will.
Yeah.
It's funny you should bring that up. I didn't want to toot my own horn, as it were. But I will be there, and I will be just holding the hair until they sew it in. I'm sort of like acting as assistant. Nice. And then finally, I know you're rounding out the weekend at the Shoelace Hut Pagoda there at the Mall of America. What are you going to be doing?
We'll tie shoelaces into interesting shapes and like almost like balloon animals, that
right.
sort of thing. The thing is this. We like to get out. We like to meet the people who listen to Zone 105, but we don't let it detract from the hard work we do every morning.
Yeah, I mean, those appearances are glamorous, but what's really glamorous is just getting to know you, the listener, by doing our show here in the studio.
That's what we love the most about Zone 105.
20 years of alternative classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Bruce is filling in for Dr. Drew, who should be in, God willing, tomorrow night. Chris Malloy and Kelly Slater are both here, big-time surfers, here to plug their new movie, which is a series called Adrenaline Theater, and it'll be, it's called, this one's called Hit and Run, and it's starting August 4th, and you should check out Swell. All capital letters, SWELL.com, to find a theater where it's at near you. All right. Shall we get back on the phones and speak to Jacob, who's 16? Jacob?
Hi.
Hey.
Yeah, my problem is my girlfriend is 17, and she's like a raging nymphomaniac.
That's your problem?
Is that a problem?
That's rough.
Because, like... Yeah, you guys are bringing up the whole rape thing. Well, my girlfriend wanted to get raped.
Right.
Yeah, when she was 14.
What do you mean she wanted to get raped?
Well, she wanted the sex, and she wanted to be overpowered and all, but she didn't want it that hard. So
she's got serious parental issues going on.
Yeah, what's going on the home front there?
She obviously doesn't know what rape is.
Well, yeah, it was pretty bad, but... See, the thing is, her parents are... She did it because her parents are religious fanatics. They're, like, really, really strict.
I see.
Yeah.
See what's going to happen to your kids?
Catholic, those Catholic girls are the craziest.
Yeah.
My biggest problem I'm having is the fact that I like her on an emotional level, but I guess can't take all the sex because, like, one time we're hanging out in public, and she was giving me oral sex, and she nearly threw up on me.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Jacob?
Yeah.
You just added 5 minutes to my masturbatory session. You understand that?
Yeah.
It gets shaved off, then it comes back. It floats all night. Hey, Jacob?
Yeah.
You got your hands full here, right? Hi?
Biggest problem is, it's like, I really, really like her, but I can't get her to get any help for this. I mean,
your biggest problem is you can't loosen up and just go with it.
Nah, man, roll with me.
No,
man.
But listen, okay, but you guys know what Jacob's talking about when a chick, what she's doing is kind of fun, but you know it means she's nuts. That's what's kind of fueling it, and so it freaks you out.
Well, at first it's attractive, right? And then you start caring about somebody, and you're like, oh,
Yeah, like, right. It's like, she's like, hey, slap my ass and call me a little bitch, and you're like, and you got a few beers in you, and it's the first night, and you're like, cool, yeah, all right. Yeah, But then what happens is later on you start having feelings, it starts getting weird, and then you start thinking, what's fueling that? Now you start getting freaked out, and again, this is another 16-year-old guy who has to cope with an older 17-year-old chick who has like a whole Santa sack full of problems, and he ain't equipped to deal with them.
Exactly. There's a complete difference between sex that's normal and that comes out of intimacy, love for a person in a normal relationship, and this. And in this kind of situation, it tends to be almost like an addictive thing, and the person wants more and more excitement, and the things they did last week don't excite them. And we talked about.
All right, so here's what Jacob needs to do. Jacob, and this is what all guys need to do in this position, or all women. You love the person, you care for the person. Try to steer them in the right direction. Try not to play their game too much. Try to get them to some help. Try to get them some answers. But If they ain't ready to hear it and they can't do it, you can't go down with the
this
sinking ship.
This is the same situation as if it was a drug. And the word addiction
she's totally addicted.
Right. And the word addiction is so overused that people sort of shut off when they hear it. But this is, sex is something that releases endorphins, dopamine, and it's the same thing going on in her brain as if she was addicted to cocaine.
Exactly. And remember this, man. If you ain't giving her everything she needs, she's going to go find it somewhere else quick.
But yeah. If he can help her by...
I released some dopamine into a gym sock earlier
that's
today.
That's not dopamine.
That's not dopamine? What do you call it?
You know, you can do your part, but, I mean, if the other person's not willing.
But he's not going to stay with this because of what you mentioned earlier. There's no relationship there.
Let him try. He said he's having some feelings for her. Let him try to get her some help.
Absolutely.
And if it doesn't work, you got to bail out. Okay. Debbie?
Hello?
You're 27. What's up?
Well, I'm 27, and I used to be an exotic dancer, and... No, I'm hard to anybody.
What kind of exotic dancer?
I was a...
Yeah, topless or bottomless?
Totally nude.
Totally nude, okay.
Did you work in Honolulu?
No, I never made it there. Alaska, California.
Alaska?
I guess. Washington.
Yeah.
Pretty much the West Coast.
Honolulu has some great strip clubs.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool ones. Yeah. I have my girlfriend.
Femnu, Roxa. I've never been to them.
There's just one called the Rose or something over there.
Rose Tattoo. No.
Was it?
Kelly told me that one late.
Club Rose.
Was that bad?
Club Rose.
It was good 8 years ago when I was there.
Yeah, in Honolulu?
Yeah, fire pole. Six come down, the fire.
Okay, you know. So what's your question?
Whatever.
Debbie.
Yeah?
Yeah?
What's going on?
Well, it's just like ever since dancing, especially like in this town, because it's been 2 years since I've quit, and I've recently, you know, started doing other. I work like a normal job.
What town?
I'm in Washington.
Not D.C.
No, it's Spokane.
Okay. So what's the problem?
Well, you go out, and like there's a bunch of like people who used to go to the clubs, you know, like our local clubs here, and it's just like really weird because you can't meet a nice guy because they're all like, oh wow, you know, she used to dance.
No.
You didn't think about that beforehand?
I totally thought about it, yeah.
All right. Oh, but listen, Spokane's not that small a town. It's not like you run into every guy who was in the club.
It's,
what are you talking about? Well,
everything is.
I've always been it's always confused me how, like, there's that double standard. Like, guys go in.
Right.
You know, but they don't feel like they're on that same level with the girls that are stripping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like somehow the guys are above it because they're not stripping, but they're playing exactly in the, you know, it wouldn't be happening unless they
were. Well, they're not above it when they're in there. It's just when it's noon and they're outside and it's Sunday, that's when they're above it.
Right. So, Debbie, a lot of gals that do that kind of thing, they may have issues. They may have had some abuse things. There are other people that they really need the money. They're, you know, they're not. You're not a bad person. This may have had an effect on your self-esteem, and it sounds like it's pretty tough to deal with at this point. But... you're going to meet somebody that's going to not judge you, and they're going to accept you for who you are. But I think in a place like Spokane, it seems like a small town environment, and you know, maybe the circles you're running in,
yeah,
you need to change your.
There you go.
There you go.
Start hanging around with guys in their
80s.
Yeah. Hey, Debbie.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Okay, so you have no question. I mean, it's according to you, you need to move. We'll move. Everyone you run into remembers you from the club.
The new identity.
Yeah, are you hanging around? Are you hanging around at 7-Eleven at 3 in the morning? Is that where you're running into these guys?
No.
Right. Well, maybe at church you're running into them too. But,
right.
But listen,
what kind of work are you doing now?
I'm in the health field.
Good. That's right.
Good. Okay. Did you have any issues that landed you in the job stripping, or is there anything you haven't dealt with, or?
I'm a totally screwed up teenager.
Right. Yeah. So you've worked through that, yeah. So.
All right. Now, Debbie.
Yeah.
Focus on that, and magically a relationship will fall into your lap.
Oh, right on.
Well, listen, it's not about the small town and running into guys who are at the club. And if it is, then move.
Yeah.
What are your choices?
If you've changed, just focus on who you are and keep going. Things will work out.
I'm not saying Spokane is a bustling metropolis. I'm just saying if you're seeing guys who are at the club, you may be still hanging out at the wrong places.
Yeah.
Different bar. Yeah, at a bar you go to before the club.
Do you do drugs?
No.
That's just like having faith in
stay away from
finding
the
right person.
The coin-op car wash. There's a place you shouldn't hang out.
Yeah.
Brian?
Oh, hi.
You're 18.
Yeah.
What's up?
Every time me and my girlfriend have anal sex, she seems to black out or kind of faint.
You sure it's not a brownout? Oh, little anal, little poop humor there, please.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. She seems to faint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would too. I really would. Do you have a big penis?
I don't know. It depends on what you call big.
I would take that as a compliment, though, if a girl fainted when I was in her.
I wouldn't. When, you know, for many
years... Well, no, then she would, she'd actually kind of... She wouldn't be as tense. Just go with it.
Yeah. Depending on...
game on, brother.
Depending on the nerve supply to the anal area, some people have a very strong stimulus occur when they have anal sex or... for example, doctors doing rectal exams for years, they said you can't do them on somebody that's just had a heart attack because there's certain
stuff. That's self-explanatory.
Okay, don't explain it. I know what you mean.
But anyway, there's like...
So you know fist doc?
Listen, I had a heart attack.
You can't fist them when they just got a heart attack.
I haven't had a heart attack, and if you do that to me, I...
Anyway, the stimulation can cause a response where your heart slows down. It causes your heart to slow down. It's like when people faint when they see blood. It's the same thing going on in the brain. And so...
I call it a vasovagal reaction.
Vasovagal reaction. Adam is well-trained and from the Guadalajara School of Medicine.
Hey,
so, Brian, it's probably this vasovagal reaction where the stimulation goes to the brain. The central nervous system tells the heart to slow down. And not enough blood is pumped, and she passes out. So it's not the size of your penis or the...
Right.
I think it's a sign, man. Really.
Hey, Brian? Yeah. Maybe I ought to just stay away from that region for a little while.
Yeah.
What do you say?
The first couple of times, she didn't faint. And then after that, it started.
What is her? What does she have to say about it when she comes to?
Nothing. She doesn't even remember it.
Yeah, I say just do it more often so it loosens up.
Hold on, maybe she should have herself.
We talked about that.
A little checkup, shouldn't she?
Well, if you're that's an excellent point. If you're passing out and there's not an explanation, passing out's something that should always be evaluated. That's a good point. This sounds like there's an explanation.
Now, what should you tell the doctor? Not that you've been getting cornholed, but that what?
My butt hymen was.
He broke. You know what I mean? Tell him. I mean, you tell him like you saw the Backstreet Boys and you passed out or something like that. What should she tell the doctor?
You have to mention passing out.
The Backstreet Boys?
Why would you tell the doctor I've had anal sex and I passed out a couple times?
Hey, put that on a cart, by the way.
I've been fearing that anything I said would go on a cart.
Anderson, save that. I've had anal sex and, I'm not going to finish Bruce's line.
Put that on a cart, Anderson.
Oh, listen, he's got hours on me. We don't have anything good on you. Bobby?
Hello?
You're 15. What's up?
First of all, I just want to say, Adam, you're the funniest man alive.
Oh, thank you.
Just see how he looks.
Yeah.
Come
on. Yeah. Last night, pretty nice.
Nice, huh?
Yeah. And, Adam, I know you got a pristine penis and everything, so I was wondering.
Thank you.
About a week ago, my girlfriend performed oral sex on me for the first time.
Nice.
And, now I have these hard red bumps on it.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know what it is.
Hard red bumps. That's not, doesn't look like a blister.
No, they're just hard red. They kind of stick out and like...
Do they have a nice central core to them, or do they look smooth and homogeneous on the top?
Homogeneous, eh?
Homogeneous.
Well, what I mean, he means is there like a head on them?
With a head?
Yeah, actually, some of the more hard ones, like, actually, sometimes I scratch them, and there's like fluid. It kind of looks like a zit, but...
You just added 5 minutes.
Is
another body, 5 on
the body fat
working? I'm up to 12 minutes now.
Oh, my ass.
Hey, Bobby. Do you say it's on the base of your penis?
Yeah, it is.
All right. What do you think, Chris?
Pearly pustules.
Wait, he never had these before?
Okay. First of all, anytime you have something new on your skin after you've had intercourse, you have to have a doctor see it.
This is a PJ, but...
Yeah, well, that's where
they find guys.
And many people don't think you can contract any kind of venereal diseases through oral sex, but you can. You can get gonorrhea in the throat. You can get theoretically other venereal diseases.
We're talking about him, by the way. How is he going to get
gonorrhea in the throat?
I'm saying just in general, when individuals have oral sex, it can go male, female.
All right, so
in
this
case, somebody has to look at the lesion.
That's right. Bobby, you got to go to the doctor.
Can I trust Dr. Bruce on that, or...
Listen, Bruce is a babbling idiot.
Have you eroded the faith of the listeners in me to the point where he's asking you if you can trust me?
I'm
crushed.
Bruce got his license from Panama. I'm now moving further south. All right?
There's some fine medical institutions.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Bobby, listen, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give it a week, see if it goes away. If it doesn't, you got to bring your penis into the doctor.
Okay.
Sounds like... but no picking on it. All right.
How about molluscum contagiosum? That's a good one for you.
There you go. It's a wart.
Adam, I'm looking forward to the Drew Boogie tonight, all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to play that. That's right. Anderson, we'll play that when we come back. What do you say? After this.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
What, I gotta read the dribble off these cards?
Yes, you do, Mr. Grimes.
It's just a bomb.
Press the professionals and roll some tape.
All right. I remember when Jake would sit right there at the bar and lay down wisdom well beyond his hard work in years. He was jumping higher than a one-legged frog at a mayonnaise factory.
What?
He'd order up a batch of wings, a burger, or a chicken breast sandwich, knowing it was the best you could get on both sides of the Mississippi.
Oh, shit.
Roll up his sleeves and start showering us with nuggets of knowledge. It takes a big car to wind up two pellets in a parcel. This is really starting to piss me off.
Let's keep it rolling. This is costing you a fortune.
All right. An honest-to-goodness time, or as Jake used to say. That was about as exciting as a hummingbird parade with hot sauce.
What the hell does any of this crap got to do with running a nice, clean joint with good grub and service?
Or like how many of you pills in a bar?
Do you think we have enough to edit this together?
Whatever.
Choose your tagline.
Grumpy'sBar.com.
And now, a message from Audio King Car Audio. Close your eyes. Now take yourself back to a bittersweet time. That's the time when you were dumped, axed, given the heave-ho, your still-beating heart ripped out of your chest. Remember? Well, it's time to fix all that, because at Audio King's Summer Car Audio Clearance, there are boxes and boxes of perfectly good car audio equipment that's lonely, very lonely indeed. We're talking one-of-a-kinds, discontinued, returns, open box merchandise, all 10% off. Yes, 10% off. If only you had 10% less nagging from that hag that dumped you. Embrace these wonderful electronic components. Install them in your vehicle. Rock yourself numb and save some real cash. And those past relationships? Nothing but a distant memory. If there's any pain left, erase it with a Panasonic detachable face CD player for $139 with free installation. You save $20. A JVC cassette deck 12-disc changer package for $249, save $30. Or car alarm starting at $79, installed. Ah, a clean slate, no more hurt feelings. How nice.
Hey, where'd you get
that? Audio King.
Hello?
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes, who's this?
It's me, Doug.
Doug?
Yeah, cool. I knew you'd remember. Say, I was wondering if you want to get together tomorrow.
I have school tomorrow.
School?
School. You know, Dunwoody Institute.
Yeah, but school is for...
For people who want to get ahead and be a success?
No, I mean, wouldn't you rather, you know...
Rather be working a dead-end job instead of getting training and a rewarding career that will someday result in me throwing your pathetic resume into the overflowing trash bin labeled loser?
Yeah?
No.
Call Dunwoody Institute today for information about interesting careers in fields like auto collision, welding, or civil technology. Call 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Dunwoody's printing and graphics production training facility is the only one of its kind in the Midwest. To see the state-of-the-art multi-million-dollar equipment and talk with instructors about the program, contact Tracy today at 612-381-3081.
Thinking about buying jewelry? You can save up to 70% off retail prices at Wholesale Gold and Diamond Distributors. You can buy any size diamond in any shape you want and save up to 70% off retail. Marquee, round, princess, oval, or pear-shaped. Save on any diamond. You'll also save on any ring you pick, from solitaires to baguette designer rings. Save on your diamond and save on your ring. Then put that extra money towards your honeymoon. For you guys, they do all styles of wedding bands, white gold, yellow, or platinum. The choice is yours. Want to buy a gold chain, mother's ring, anniversary ring, charms, silver, tennis bracelets? No problem. They do all styles and save you money. Call Wholesale Gold and Diamonds today, 332-7117. That's 332-7117. When you call, you won't be talking to salespeople, but directly to the president. So call 332-7117.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yes, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce. Kelly Slater and Chris Malloy are both here, both plugging away the Adrenaline Movie Theater series, which is Hit and Run. That's the surf film. That's the first in the series, and that premieres August 4th. So look for it in a theater near you. All right, now, we said we were going to hear the Dr. Drew Boogie or Shuffle?
I think
Shuffle.
The Boogie.
Shovel? Which one? Which one's newer, the Boogie or the Shuffle? I can't
They're
remember.
They're both really, really old.
Yeah, but that's not the answer I was looking for, because one is like a year older than the other. And
ask the guy again. What do you want?
Yeah.
One of the Boogies.
The Boogie? All right, let's hear the Boogie.
Oh!
You have sex with me. Gee, it hurts. Have sex with me. Faggot better have sex with me. I wanted to have sex with me.
I was born.
So I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts. Still a burden. Tried to be straight. I thought I shouldn't be straight. I was confused.
Hurt me.
No. Pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate. It makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effect. I've got these lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a burden. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that? You're fat. You're gay. Confused. You're sick. You're overweight. You're full of burden. You're dysfunctional. Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew's right.
That is Dr. George Brothers.
Can you get that on Napster? You hit your nuts?
Hey, Drew. I mean, Bruce. Can I finish my goddamn sentence before you jump in? What is it? Drew does the same thing. It's a weird impulse. Seriously. I know you had a joke and all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to break your balls too much.
Oh, after the last caller, I mean, nothing would...
But you know, as soon as you got the same bug Drew does, you know what Drew does is I'll go, tonight we have our guests in, and their website is www. And Drew will lean in and go, and start talking. I'll go, Drew, let me just...
All right, okay.
That's what he does when I start yelling at him. John?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes, I am.
What is up?
I recently started dating this girl. She's 20 years old, and every time we have sex and she orgasms, it's like... gushing. There's huge pools of whatever it is that comes out of her on my bed. So, you know, there's a big mess. I have to wash the sheets all the time, and she gets all embarrassed about it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me that much, but I was wondering if there's any way or anything that I could do or she could do that would, you know, prevent that from happening.
Put some kitty litter up her.
Most people are trying to move more in the direction of that problem, so... That's not abnormal, and women do have a varying amounts of fluid release. So it's as many things, there's a variation of what's normal.
All right, hold on. It is abnormal.
This occurred to me once.
It did?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. Well, it seemed as though it was around during the orgasm.
That's good.
Her orgasm.
Right.
Yeah. And then, I mean... I thought she was urinating or
sometimes that happens. Sometimes there is a little incontinence with that. Some female orgasmic incontinence, but
it
they
always,
also have they can have a little fluid coming out of there too. You sure you didn't just spill your beer?
You know what? Now that I think about it,
yeah,
no.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on. Let's. Where was John? All right, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think it's urine, or do you think it's juice?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's juice because,
it's natural. It's a natural thing.
You ever down there during oral sex when this happens?
And she, for some unknown reason, doesn't like me to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's not unknown. She doesn't want to take an eye out. You get a detached retina. All right. So, wait, John.
She's self-conscious of it.
She has it, though, during intercourse, right?
Yes.
God bless you. You're way ahead of the game, and it's nice to have some sort of physical, tangible evidence. I mean, you know she's not faking it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, go with it, man.
Right. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it, though.
No.
Nothing at all, huh?
Well, what do you think? I mean,
you can stop having sex with her.
Yeah.
Not an option.
No. Well, I know.
Go with it, man. Keep her on the bottom.
My heart goes out to you, and so is my towel, but there's nothing you can do. And this is what she does. It just, you know, put a towel down and don't put your best sheets on and have at it.
Go into her bed.
Robert?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
Well, every time I masturbate,
yeah,
I always picture girls from like 10 to 4 naked.
Age 10 to 4?
How old is he?
Yeah.
He's 16.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anything happen to you growing up?
Well, when I was like around 8 or 6 or something.
Yeah.
I would, my stepdad did, really bad, drugs, anything.
Yeah.
You name it, he did it.
And what did he do to you when he was doing the drugs?
He did nothing to me.
What did he do to your sister?
He raped my sister.
You saw him?
No. He tied me down to the basement.
Yeah. You need help, buddy.
But you knew what was going on.
My mom told me this.
Yeah. You need help, buddy.
Thanks, Mom.
For sure.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah. Sure. Have you talked to anybody?
I just asked what we're eating for dinner. I don't know where the rape story came from, Mom, but thanks.
Are we the first people you've talked to about this? Have you talked to the child?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's good you called. It's good you brought this up.
The healing can begin.
Right. Because, you know, I can tell you it's not normal, and you already sense that it's not normal. And I don't want to make you feel like you're, you know, that you have some terrible problem. You're a terrible person. You're not a bad person. There's a reason for this, and you know, we've tried to help you identify that reason, what happened, what your father did, and things like that can affect you now. You can get help. Okay. You can get help from a counselor, and this doesn't mean you're going to be a pedophile, that you're going to have this problem the rest of your life identifying with young girls. But is there an adult you can talk to? A question I ask many times.
I used to have a counselor, and that was when I was living up in Washington, and I never had this problem before. It never came up before.
How did you get to the counselor? What was the issue?
A short temper.
Okay. Hey, Robert, you got to find a new counselor. And where's your biological dad? I'm sure he's a piece of work.
No, he's not. He ran off when my mom was pregnant with me.
Oh, really? So you never knew him.
Yeah. All
right. He's probably a piece of work.
Still probably a piece of work.
He was around when I was like 5 or something.
Okay. Hey, Robert, you need to get some counseling. Okay?
Do you have a doctor that you go to, a family doctor? Is there anybody in the health field that you...
No, I just kind of moved.
Okay, you got to get to a counselor, or tell your mom you want to go to the doctor for a sports physical or something, and then talk to him about that. Because even general practitioners today, they're taught to deal with these sort of things. No one's going to judge you. No one is going to, you know, get you in any trouble for it. They'll understand and they'll help you get to a counselor.
Is stepdad gone now?
My mom. That was the second stepdad. I have like. My fourth is coming up here pretty soon.
Okay. So your mom's a real piece of work, huh?
No, she's had a lot of bad guys around.
Right.
Then she'll understand your need to talk to
somebody. Talk to your mom and tell her you need to talk to somebody.
And tell her about that guy so that he's not going around doing that more, you know?
She knows. She told him.
She divorced that guy.
Good. All right.
These calls, it's like when we get into these calls, it starts to make you realize, like, how deep these things are, you know? He's got the mother that's like had how many guys that are probably abusive, each of them.
Well, when you hear the sins of the father,
right,
handed down.
He's got anger problems, too, so imagine what he'll be up to.
But then, like, escaping that and having the rest of your family admit anything or deal with anything, you know, it's like you're trapped for life in most cases, or a lot
of
cases.
I'll tell you what. Let's all kill ourselves. Take a break.
Okay.
Come on, seriously. Let's make a pact. Do a real Jonestown.
You know, we should give out a couple phone numbers, maybe, because maybe Robert could call.
When you talk to him up there.
Hello. This is your radio.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
The Rolling Rock Town Fair is unfortunately sold out, but it will be seen on webcam. So that means that you can see bands like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Filter, Moby, Fuel, Our Lady Peace, and Marcy Playground. I myself am not on the internet, but my friend Dwayne is all into the webcast stuff. I'm going to be going over to his house, and from what I understand, it's just fiber optics, which are made of glass, which is interesting because isn't that all about Rolling Rock? The glass-lined tanks, the green glass bottles. You know, I see this as just another example of how Rolling Rock is leading the technology age. You know what I mean?
Check out the Red Hot Chili Peppers live on webcast from the Rolling Rock Town Fair August 5th, along with Filter, Moby, Fuel, Our Lady Peace, and Marcy Playground. Get an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at one of this summer's biggest events, with in-depth band interviews and backstage highlights. Log on to our website for details. Rolling Rock, a unique state of beer. Latrobe Brewing Company, Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
What is this place? You've been hitting the Warehouse District for years, but you've never walked into a club like this before. At first, your senses are overwhelmed. A leopard print carpet, a disco ball. This lounge is definitely
definitely singular. You've just walked into Club Ace, Minneapolis's premier cigar and cocktail lounge. Club Ace features an elegant front room with the Twin Cities' largest selection of cigars and a bar full of top-shelf liquor. Be Club Ace's guest on Wednesdays and Thursdays as they showcase local jazz musicians from 8 to midnight. And now, on Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9:30, join Thorne for Scotch and Cigar Night. Club Ace will offer samples of fine scotch and a complimentary cigar for you to enjoy. Friday and Saturday night, explore your wild side with Club Ace 70s dance music in the back room dance floor. Your selfish side will be most attracted to their new private room, complete with your own TV and waitstaff. For event planning, call 673-9694. For an immediate, unique experience, slip in tonight. 322 First Avenue North, Club Ace. Take a smoke break.
This is Brian Oak. You and I both know education is important. That's why we're talking to Lisa, a recent college graduate, about her experience at Metropolitan State University. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, Brian.
Lisa, why did you choose Metro State?
Well, I needed to work full-time while I finished my degree, and Metro State had the classes that worked with my schedule. Plus, tuition didn't wipe out my take-home.
So the classes were affordable and flexible.
Totally.
But what about class size?
It was great. Most of my classes had less than 20 students.
Is Metro State in downtown Minneapolis?
There's a campus in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
All right, Lisa, what's the real story on Metro State? I mean, what are the students like?
They're really diverse. That's what I liked about it. People are there to earn their degree, not goof off. Most people work, and the instructors know that. They even appreciate your real-world experience.
Wow. I wish someone would appreciate my real-world experience. So who do you call for more info?
Just call Metropolitan State University at 651-772-7600.
Stop by Metro State's open house for the Minneapolis campus August 2nd and in St. Paul August 3rd.
Want to know what really turns me on? Running my hands through a man's thick head of hair. If hair loss is a problem for you, let me tell you how to stop it in its tracks and help you get back all the hair you've lost guaranteed. Introducing Foligard, the simple, effective answer to embarrassing hair loss. Foligard uses a simple three-step system that will replace your lost hair in less than 3 minutes a day, guaranteed or your money back. If you've been experiencing hair loss for 1, 2, even 10 years or more, no problem. Foligard stops the problem where it starts, allowing your body to once again produce healthy hairs that, once replaced, will continue to grow for years. And with Foligard, there are no sexual side effects that some other hair replacement systems can cause. And I would assume that's pretty important, wouldn't you? Imagine looking in the mirror and once again seeing a full